Good morning to you. Liverpool Music Week, we're going to touch on that before we finish at 8.30. That'd be an early dart for me, before 8.30. You may remember on Monday's programme, we heard if you lived in Wirral or West Lancashire, there's a fairly decent chance that you could be of Viking descent. You could even get the free hat as well. Well, last night, there was an event that was held to mark the publication of a study looking at just how strong the links are. The man behind it is Wirral-born Viking expert, Professor Stephen Harding, who joins me again. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Tony.
You know these images we have of the Vikings with the horns on the helmets and that kind of thing? Has that been given to us by the movies, or is that for real?
Well, I think it's both ways, really, because people push the violent aspects, and they were indeed violent, or they could be violent, as much as anybody else around that time. But at the same time, some people try to portray them as being sort of very sort of... placid, and it was something in between. So you had a mixture of the Kirk Douglas types and the Magnus Magnusson types, if I can quote their names.
You didn't answer my question about the horns on the helmets, though, Stephen.
This horns is a crucial part. Right, the horns, yeah, that's a total fallacy. They didn't wear horns. That's something that came from the Victorians. People think of Vikings with horns, that's fine, but in reality, it wasn't the case.
God bless Noggin the Nock. Anyway, now, the big survey, last night the event was held to mark the publication of the study, and we heard about the event earlier on. How did it all go last night?
It was great. We really enjoyed it as organisers and speakers, and I think the audience enjoyed it too. It was a great turnout. We had, I think, about 190 came along last night. And it went really well. And of course, last night we could actually tell what the results were, so we could be absolutely open.
Now, are there any Scouse Vikings? Because we know the stories about the Wirral Vikings. Did it cross the Mersey and the genetics? What about here in Liverpool? Viking blood or what?
Absolutely. But don't forget that the survey was of the old Scouse, the old Wirral West Lancashire population. That is, people took part in the survey who had surnames that were present in the area. Prior to the Industrial Revolution. We had to do that to try and get round the large population changes and movements into the area since the Industrial Revolution. But yeah, Scouse Vikings is, it's official, yeah.
And the highlights, what did you find?
Well, there was several interesting things that we found. First of all was the similarity between the genetic results for Wirral and West Lancashire. So the River Mersey doesn't seem to have been a barrier at all in terms of people moving and things. So the Wirral is very close to West Lancashire, and much closer than it is to the rest of Cheshire, which is quite surprising. But the other surprising thing was the strength of the signal that came through, because it seems that up to 50% of the blood of Old Wirral, Old West Lancashire is Norse Viking, is Norwegian in origin.
And you know, we never asked about you. You know, any Viking blood in you, Stephen?
Well, the trouble is with individuals, you can't be too definite. So the chances are yes, but like other people tested, you know, we have matches across a wide area of Europe, but you tend to find that your matches, you get higher frequency matches in certain places compared to the others. So probably, I think, is the safest. It's much safer when you're dealing with populations of people. We can be more definite then, taking the group as a whole as opposed to individuals.
So finally, what's next? You're turning into Simon Sharma now. What's next? Are you planning more studies like this or what?
Yeah, well, we've got funding now to extend the study to the rest of Lancashire, North Lancashire, and across to Cumbria. And Yorkshire, again using this surname criteria to get behind these population movements. So that will take another 2 or 3 years to complete. But yeah, it's looking good.
Well, congratulations and well done. And we'll leave you to your studies. Thanks for joining us on the program. Cheers. Thank you. This is our Viking catch up, Stephen Harding. Now this has just been thrust into my hands. It's going to be fantastic. Hard Fight, Kaiser Chiefs, Madness, Good Shoes, New Young Pony Club.